Shalom uvracha, Rabbosai. The topic which I'd like to discuss, Be'ezras Hashem, tonight is a shaila that is very, very practical, a shaila that I get asked quite often, and that is if a person has their house keys and their car keys on the same key ring, so ma dinoi, what's the halacha? Is a car key mukta? And if a car key is mukta, what should I do if it's on the same key ring as my house keys are? Does it make the whole key ring mukta? Am I allowed to move it? Am I allowed to remove it from the key ring on Shabbos? If I have my car key ring on my key ring and I want to use my key, whether with the Shabbos belt, whether without the Shabbos belt, I leave that up to you. Are you allowed to take off this car key from your key ring on Shabbos or your house key from the key ring? What is the halacha concerning a key ring that has a house and car keys on it at the same time? So let's start from the beginning. So the first nekuda is a car key mukta? So what would you say? Well, presumably it's mukta because I use it to drive my car. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says in Perek Kaf Ois Pei that if this key is used exclusively to activate the engine, then it's mukta. It's a klisha malachtei le'issa. It's something which is a bona fide utensil, but it's used for something which is prohibited. So the halacha is you're only allowed to move that letzorech gufo yomakoymoy if you need it for a permitted use, or if you need the space. So if though you also can use this car key to open up the car doors without turning on any lights, then theoretically its status changes, because if this car key is not just exclusively to turn on the engine, but it can also be used to open up the doors in a situation where the lights are off. So then this key has a dual purpose now. One purpose is something which is permitted, which is to open up the door, assuming that the lights have been deactivated. And the other purpose is something which is osa, which is to turn on the engine. So in that theoretical case, your car keys would be a klisha malachtai le'issa ulaheta. It's used for something which is prohibited and permitted, in which case it would not be mukta. Now, practically speaking, it says in Shmir Shabbos Kilchoson, footnote Reish Tzadi Gimel, again in Perikaf, that chances are your car key is mukta. Certainly, if the lights were not deactivated that Shabbos, and when you'd even open the door, the lights would go on. So not only is it being used, is the car key used to ignite the ignition, but also used to turn on lights. So therefore, practically speaking, our car key is a kli shemalachto le'issa. It's something which is mukta. Okay? Now, not only that, but Archas Shabbos in Perik Yutes, Ois Tof Nunvov, he quotes with Shlomo Zalman Urbach saying that the car key might be even more mukta than that, because there is a more strict category of mukta called mukta machmas chisoren kis. Mukta machmas chisoren kis is something where you keep it so preciously, you're so scared you don't want to lose it, you always have it in the same sort of place, you look after it so carefully, that such a thing, a mukta machmas chisoren kis, people are so protective over, there you can't even use it, letzorech gufo yomakoyme, it's a higher status of mukta. So the bottom line is that a car key is almost definitely mukta. Yeah, either one type of mukta or another type of mukta. Okay, fine. So now it's on Shabbos, and I realize, oops, I've got my car key on a key ring together with my house key. So we can use the following guidelines, which are taken from Arachas Shabbos, Perik Yud Tes, Ois Shin Yud Aleph, and also Shmir Shabbos Kolchoso, Perik Kaf, Ois Pei Vov. And there, these poskim explain as follows. Now, it's Shabbos, I've got them on the same bunch. Am I allowed to take the mukta key off? Well, I'll be touching mukta. So that would be quite a problem, because I'm not allowed to move mukta. So that's the first thing I'm not allowed to do. I can't take the mukta key off, because I'll be touching it. If I'd be able to take off the permitted key, the house key, without touching the car key, then that would be ideal. I see that it's on. If I can just slip off the permitted key, then that would be wonderful. But practically speaking, that's often quite a hard thing to do without actually moving the car key. So let's assume that I can't take either of them off. So what should I do now? So the first thing to remember is I've got now the car keys together with the house key. Can I hold the whole bunch together? So I'm not allowed to hold the whole bunch together, because by holding the whole bunch, not only am I holding the house key, I'm also holding the Muktzah car key. So that would be a problem, and I wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing, because this is Tiltul Gomor, this is completely moving the Muktzah car key together with the other ones, so I couldn't hold the whole bunch. Okay, so I can't hold the whole bunch. Am I allowed to hold the key ring? So there's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Tes, Si'if Gimel, Kal Kolom Melea Peiros, if you have a basket full of fruit, Ve'even Besoicha, and it's also got a stone which is inside of it. Im Heim Peiros Ritzuvim, if you're going to Einim Va'anovim, if they're very soft fruit, then Yitel Oisa Kamei Shehi, if it's soft fruit in there, I've got a basket, and I've got inside it the fruit which is not Muktzah, and the stone which is Muktzah. Then I'm allowed to pick up the basket. This basket is a bosis ledovar ha'osa or ledovar hamuta. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Koton Test. The nasis hakalkol of bosis leiso leheta. This basket now holds both of them. So if that's the case, I'm allowed to pick it up. Shem yinayr haperis metoicha yipostu. Because if I'm going to try and empty the basket of the fruit, because these are soft fruit, so what's going to happen? They're all going to get ruined. So, if it's possible to just empty out the basket, then that's what you should do. So we see over here this concept of a bosis ledova ha'osa, bosis le'issa leheta. And in this case, the heta is more important. Ubotel ha'issa legabo. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Since I want the fruit, I'm not so interested in the stone. So the stone becomes bottle. In this case, where I wouldn't be able to, where I'm not able to remove it. So bearing in mind this Shulchan Aruch, we can apply mamish this exact scenario in the Shulchan Aruch to our case here in our modern world, where we're not going around with baskets, presumably of fruit and stones, but we've got a bunch of car keys. The halacha is mamish identical. That I'm allowed to hold the key ring. Because the keyring has become a bosis, leheto leissa. Just like the basket had in it things that were mukta and things that were not mukta, so too the keyring. And since my house key is more important to me, just like the fruit is more important than the stone, so I'm allowed to move the keyring. Now true, the mukta key is also being moved as I'm doing this, but this is called tiltul min hatzad, which the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tes Dalet speaks about. Tiltul min hatzad means I'm moving something which is permitted, and it's true that indirectly something which is forbidden is also being moved, but I'm not actually touching it. That's tiltul min hatzad. So here I'm allowed to move the key ring because it's not a bosis. It's not a bosis ledova ha'osa. And even though the mukta keys are being moved, that's not a problem. Okay. For the same reason, not only am I allowed to move the actual key ring, but what else could I hold and move? The house key. I'd be allowed to hold the house key for the exact same reason as I'm allowed to hold the key ring, and either of those would be acceptable. So far what we've seen is if you can take off the heta key on Shabbos without moving the issa key, then brilliant. But if you can't, you're allowed to move the key ring, and you're allowed to move the house key. You just shouldn't actually hold on to the car key, and you shouldn't hold to the bunch. You shouldn't hold on to the whole bunch in one go. I can hold the house key, and I can hold the key ring. I shouldn't hold the bunch in one go. Rather, I can hold the key ring, but not the whole bunch in one go. Now, am I mechuyev on Erev Shabbos to remember to take it off? Yeah, this is the question before the question. There's a shaila that gets asked on Shabbos, but often there's a shaila which applies even from Erev Shabbos. Do I have to think about that? Do I have to remember to take off the car key on Erev Shabbos? That's an interesting question, no? So, in Orchas Shabbos, in Perek Yod Tes, in footnote Shin Pei Vov, he discusses this at length, and he says it's a machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Elyoshiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in a letter in Shulchan Shlomo, Simon Shin Tes, or Yud Gimel, that in Chazal we find guidelines what to do with Mukta, as in the case of the Shulchan Aruch that we just saw above in Simon Shin Tes. But we don't find they made a takono to be Matriach people that they have to remove the Mukta on Erev Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman there is quoted I think it's quite the chiddush over here that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, that the way he's quoted in Aruchas Shabbos, which is that the whole takana was on Shabbos what to do with it. But you don't have to start thinking about on Erev Shabbos what to do in order to make sure that you remove it. But Rav Eliyoshiv, quoted in the Sefer Mo'er HaShabbos Chelek Dalet, Simon Yodalet, Ha'or Tzadi Gimel, he says not like that. And he says, here are his words, Hayori Es Dvar Hashem, somebody who fears the word of Hashem, he should remove the muktzah before Shabbos, so that they don't need to do tiltul min atzad on Shabbos, unless it's a tircha, unless it's an effort, in which case you don't need to. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says in Perek Kaf Halacha Peivov, Toiv yase im yoytzi mimenu pe'erev Shabbos esam avteichos she'asurim betiltul. He says that it's best, if possible, to remove them before Shabbos. So yoytzi midvareinu, what comes out, do you have to remove it before Shabbos or not? So there's a preference, if possible, to remove it before Shabbos. There is a preference to do it. Rav Eliyoshiv says only if it's not a tircha. Some of these hearings, it's a big tircha to be able to get rid of it. And many, many balabostas have lost many nails trying to get the keys off the keyring. So if it is a tircha, as we quoted, Rav Eliyoshiv says that you don't have to. But there is a preference, wherever possible, to remove it before Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that all of the doors should be open, and all of the Shaarei Rachamim should be open, should answer all of our tefillos, and give us wonderful Shabbos, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay. It's a great kavod for us to have Rabbi Rashi Simon.